coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Bork. Big weekend at Fraser Downs. Not only is it their Breeders' Stakes weekend, but the Surrey BC track is also hosting something very unique to our game. It's an art exhibit highlighting not just the sport of harness racing, but the pacer in particular. We'll talk to the exhibit coordinator. It's also a big weekend for a young Justin Curry, whose super filly Mystic Maiden goes for her 12th straight win at Fraser Downs in the Mary Murphy Breeders' Stakes for $75K. We're going west, young fan, on this edition of Trot Radio. Jennifer Wyatt is the event coordinator of the exhibit, being hosted by Fraser Downs, a pictorial exhibit, an art exhibit in general, highlighting the pacer in particular. Jennifer, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
I find it fascinating that the Arts Council decided to put on this exhibit. What exactly was the brainwave that got this whole thing going?
We've been working with Fraser Downs on this particular art exhibit for several years now. We've been doing it for, I can't even remember how long ago. And it was Fraser Downs reaching out to the community. And, of course, being an Arts Council, we will take advantage of anybody who wants to reach out to the community and help them do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lesson that the rest of us in the harness racing business could learn. You know, there are different groups that you may not think might be receptive that are more than willing to partner with our sport and with our industry. Now, I find it interesting that you're focusing on the pacer in particular, and not trotters and pacers, or, you know, when people think of harness racing, you know, they tend to call it the trotters or the trots. We won't go there. And not really knowing that there's, you know, there are two different gates within the breed. Why the pacers?
I think for exactly the reason that you're saying, people don't know. And it's also really an interesting thing for the artist to try to depict. It's not as easy to show the bars between and all the gear that goes on.
Mm-hmm. The
hobbles
and so on. Yeah, hobbles and so on. You know, that's okay. Pacers generally wear something called hobbles. Right, okay. Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing, and I'm sure you've already seen pictures of this, but there's nothing more thrilling to watch than a frozen still of a pacer in full gait, fully suspended. It is really neat to watch. Are these going to be photographs or paintings, or what are they going to be?
We're lucky this time. We have everything.
Really?
We have photographs. We have paintings. We have a scratch art. We have some youth art in there. We have, what a variety.
Mm-hmm.
There's even one that is kind of humorous.
Really? Tell me about that.
That's by Mr. Tadashi Osazaki, and it's encompassing the entire day at Fraser Downs from the casino area right out onto the racetrack. It's really, really an interesting thing.
So is it like a montage or a mural?
It's a montage.
Yeah.
So it's very busy.
I imagine it would be. Yeah. Fraser Downs is a rocking place, I'm sure. The exhibit opens when? Friday or Saturday?
It opened on Friday,
mm-hmm.
and it's continuing right past the Remembrance Day when we are doing Fraser Downs Awards. And continue until the 15th.
By having this exhibit, you're going to attract, I would hope, patrons of the arts who may not have even stepped into a racetrack in their life.
This is true, yes. And the, one of the good things is we've already had two inquiries for the artist's pieces.
Oh, that's just even better.
It is. It gets better and better.
Yeah, it does. I'll tell you what, I wish I could hop on a plane and see it, but I'm sure it'd be wonderful, and it'll do wonders, as you said, for both the artist and for horse racing and harness racing in general. Any specific horses that are being highlighted, pictorialized?
I know for sure that some of the horses are pictorialized, as you're putting it. The artists go to Fraser Downs and they take pictures so that they get exact horses, and they even get the jockeys. So
the drivers.
Sorry.
See, you learned something right there. I guess what I meant to say was, you know, will there be individual horses, say the stars of Fraser Downs? And I suppose there will be. This is a great thing. We appreciate it as an industry, and I think this is something that you're going to see a lot more tracks trying to do. So keep up the good work, Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
Justin Curry has reason to smile these days. He trains one of the hottest horses anywhere on the continent. Mystic Maiden, you could say, is a younger harness racing version of Zenyatta. In 19 lifetime starts, she's lost only once, and she's riding an 11-race win streak heading into this weekend's $75,000 Mary Murphy Stakes final at Fraser. Justin, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
No, our pleasure. Now, Mystic Maiden has destroyed the competition out west. I mean, she's the kind of mare, she hits the front, and she's down the road. What is it about her that makes her special? What do you think are the traits that she has that allows her to race that way and win that way week after week?
She's very versatile, too, which helps out here. As a two-year-old, she raced off the back quite a bit, but here the track's such a front-end friendly place that it helps to be on the front. She can leave well, and she relaxes on the front end, which helps a lot here too.
That is a big factor with any horse, especially, you know, one that does race on the front or even its front end inclined. You can't always get them to relax once you do hit the heater, so that's a real positive trait. Now, she's got a nice family. She's out of a sire by Cam Luck, an Alberta sire, who was an OSS Super Final winner and a finalist in the Jug. The dam is by Art's Place. Is she running out of competition in BC? And if so, would you maybe consider bringing her over to Ontario to race with the big girls?
Well, she races this week in the Mary Murphy Breeder Stake Final. And then after that, she basically just has overnight racing, which pushes her into the Mayor's Open because she has so many wins, right?
Right.
And, when the time's right, she'll probably make her way out east, I'd imagine, but nothing's really set in stone quite yet.
No kind of date you've mapped out that you're pointing her in that direction?
No. It changes day by day, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she's a front-end mare. Woodbine is a front-end favoring track and could be a very good place for her.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider her a front-end mare. She's won most of her races on the front because she's been a favorite.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She can race any style.
Well, we'd look forward to having her come down here. So really, you know, it kind of negates my next question, which was, if you did bring her to a Woodbine, say, would you have to school her a couple of times maybe to get her used to the track, maybe remind her what it's like to race from off the speed?
No, she's pretty sharp, eh? She's a professional. As soon as she gets out there, she does her job. Whatever you want her to do, she does it to her best ability.
Well, you can't ask for more than that from any horse.
No.
Well, listen, best of luck in this weekend's Mary Murphy final over at Fraser Downs, your biggest day of racing over there, and we'll be watching.
All right, thanks a lot.
Well, there you have it. Pretty cool weekend shaping up at Fraser Downs. Great idea about the art exhibit. I really think you're going to see a lot more tracks having that sort of outreach program, because it's going to expose us to a segment of the market that probably hasn't even stepped foot in a racetrack. So anything we can do to help our outreach, 100% behind that one. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.